Mr. Patrick Cage.
This is a resolution to approve the formation of the University Foundation at Chicago State, its master contract, its bylaws, and constitution.
Any questions from the board members? Hearing none, I move we adopt the resolution.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
This time we're ready to begin this section on public and employee comments. I'd just like to remind everyone that the comments will be limited to 2 minutes, and the only people who are eligible to comment are those who signed up on this sign-up sheet. The first person on the sheet is Lionel Kimball.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
My name is Lionel Kimball. I'm an associate professor of history here at Chicago State University. And I have a statement that I'm going to read along with my colleagues who will follow. I stand before you as a representative of a burgeoning group here on campus, the Black Faculty Caucus. And we would like to make a short statement regarding the presidential search. The Black Faculty Caucus is a result of several conversations concerning Black faculty members here. We've had with our colleagues and constituents outside of the university. We have been very committed to the well-being of Chicago State University and have been saddened by the public display of our institution's shortcomings. Let us be clear, our primary concern is that the next president of Chicago State University, we recognize that the president has announced his retirement. The university is in need of a radical shift. The current presidential search must be that shift. Unfortunately, it seems to many that evidence is pointing to a less than adequate search for these particular reasons. The job announcement, we feel, is a bit inadequate. There's been no discussion that this new president, this new candidate, should have has demonstrated an effective marketing strategy. Chicago State is a world-class city. Chicago is a world-class city. Chicago State is a world-class institution, and we need someone to lead us and take us in that direction. The job description also fails to talk about an established pattern of fundraising. As we mentioned, as you talked about earlier today, fundraising, the financial security of an institution is vital, and we think that needs to be addressed in our next presidential candidate. We also think the application is lacking the discussion about an established history of research and excellence in his or her discipline. As an academic institution, we believe that our leader should be a world-class scholar. Lastly, there's always talk about several years of experience and successful executive leadership within the four-year institution. That also we found is lacking in the job description. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kelly Harris.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm an associate professor and coordinator of African American Studies. I'm going to pick up where my colleague, Dr. Kimball, left off. Additionally, 4 faculty members were selected from a list provided by the Faculty Senate, but senior faculty members who were viewed as the most vocal were left off the committee. Departments are not equally represented. The arts and sciences account for the overwhelming majority of faculty at CSU, but have the same number of representatives as the library. The search was posted on April 17, 2015. On the website of the Chronicle of Higher Education, the close date is June 30th, 2015. From what we can gather, this is the shortest call for applications of any current presidential search in America. The president-elect is expected to be announced in September 2015. The majority of faculty and students are not on campus during the summer. This compromises the ability of many of our key constituents to be present for any public address by potential candidates. Finally, all is not lost for Chicago State University. We have spoken with numerous stakeholders. The most common refrain is how much potential CSU has and how important it is to the south side of Chicago. Our campus has room for tremendous growth, with room for new dorms, buildings for classrooms, theater, and other amenities. The faculty are energetic and many seek to work in an environment that is free from constant friction and mistrust between the administration and the faculty. Additionally, the faculty would like the good news about CSU to be publicized, from the grants that many faculty receive to the study and research abroad, community outreach, and the many innovative projects that are initiated by faculty and students. A well-qualified new president will be able to help us meet these goals. Our current circumstances demand that we start anew. Rest assured that other universities have been in similar circumstances and have risen to the challenge. Typically, these universities responded by hiring people with proven track records on the academic and administrative side. There is no reason we cannot do the same. Thank you.
Troy Hardin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Troy Hardin. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Social Work here on campus, and I'll follow suit with what my colleagues shared. So I stand here on the shoulders of my ancestors, as well as those who stand behind me who you don't see. We are here because we want a new vision for the institution. We are eager to move forward and work with the board in creating a new CSU. Our hope is that the board will understand that we are your partners in this initiative and only have the best intentions at CSU. We want to help and partner with you. There's an African proverb that says, when elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. The grass has been our students and our alum and the many constituents that are part of our university. I won't say who the elephants are who have been fighting, but ultimately we want the concern to be this grass and our students. We want there to be a level of integrity with this search moving forward. Without any hint of exaggeration, we can safely say that we are tired of all the stuff that's been happening over the last 7 years. We are tired of being in the news for all the wrong reasons. We are tired of seeing our colleagues at other universities, friends, families, and community, and stakeholders asking us what's going on with CSU. Let us move forward and together. There's another African proverb that says, I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. And so we hope that we can all stand together to lift up CSU as the institution that we know it is. Thank you.
Gerald Chin.
Hi, my name is Gerald Chin. I'm a graduate student in the history department. My thesis defense was yesterday. I'm out of here and over the summer. Okay. Enrollment. I've been hitting enrollment here for like 4 years. Enrollment at our school is basically driven by word of mouth from current students and alumni. The stories that we tell our friends, our children, right? The experiences that we had in our college, during our college days. And I'm trying to wonder, what am I supposed to base selling Chicago State on? I could sell Chicago State on the fact that we always ruthlessly cancel classes at the very last minute, classes that students need to graduate. I mean, I know a student right now, she's not going to be able to walk across the stage because she's 9 hours short, and you have to be within 6 hours. But one of her classes was canceled. It's not her fault she's 9 hours short. It's your fault. Perhaps I could try to sell Chicago State on how we treat our students, right? Like how Ja'Kari Miller was treated, arrested over a confrontation that was started when you guys just decided to impose a dress code at the spur of the moment. Perhaps I could try to sell it based on Willie Preston, right? Trumped up charges that you guys heaped on him. He's had to spend years of his life and thousands of dollars trying to clean his name from the slime that you poured on him. Perhaps I could try to sell this school based on the huge fee that you hit the health science students with. And from what I understand, they didn't even find out about until they got their tuition bills late last summer. What exactly am I supposed to sell this school on? How can I do my job? How can we do our job as students? I'm supposed to base it on what? Thank you.
Beverly Bond.
To the board, Dr. Watson. My name is Beverly Bunn, and I am a union representative here at Chicago State University. My concern is on April the 14th, employees under the clerk series was given a layoff notice regarding elimination of class series. Where can I, as a union steward, get a copy of the university and the state university civil service system policy and procedure regarding to the layoff and elimination of class series? Thank you.
Janice London. That's the last person on our list. This time I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
June 28th.
Okay.
I need to get a copy of the civil service. Okay, so.